hanging on for the name that you're trying to repeat? Or the Lord be thus abandoned of it? Call to the way of the Lord. Bilhikmah, with wisdom, wa ma'idatun hasana, and with beautiful, convincing ma'idah, preaching, wa ja'adimhum bilatihi hasan, and argue with them in ways that are better and more convincing. Knowing the Lord knows best those who go astray from his path, and he knows those who are guided. Based upon this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the Muslims a methodology, an approach to the circumstances of the world and all of the challenges that are in front of them, regardless of what they may be and who they may be. The first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered the Muslims to do is to call towards the way of Allah. What is the sabil of Allah? The sabil of Allah is the deen of Islam. Call to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the Quran and through the illustrious example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Calling is the manner of the Muslim. Not on special occasions, not when there are conventions, not when there are seminars, not by the scholars, not by the students of knowledge, not by an ecclesiastical group, not by some particular people trained to do so, but every single Muslim, male and female, is supposed to do this calling. And when you don't do the calling, it's the same as when you do not insulate your house. So you live in a house that is not insulated against a fire, so when the fire happens, you're inside of the house, you have no chance to get out. So the Muslims did not insulate themselves. The Muslims did not clarify themselves. The Muslims did not give the message. The Muslims are not giving the message. And because we didn't give the message, and because we didn't insulate ourselves, and we didn't clarify the message, then the wrong message is being given. Because the wrong message is being given, we find ourselves trapped and tricked over and over. So we have other people who are representing the Muslims in giving their call. And in most cases, a person that is slapped, or a person that is in jail, or a person that is oppressed, or a person that is wounded, usually the response they give is not a rational one. So Muslims, in their own lands, have been oppressed. Muslims have been oppressed by their own leaders, their own governments. They have been deceived by their own people and one another. And then finally, the Muslims have been oppressed by the Kafirs who have collaborated with their leaders. And they have run away from those places. And they have run to the Kufar who have baited them with milk and honey of the American society. And here they feel they don't have to make a call. But here, they don't even have to be identified. But this brings about a special curse. This brings about a special circumstance. The Muslims who themselves are the diplomats of Islam. The Muslims are the diplomats. Every Muslim from a Muslim country, wherever you are a representative, a diplomatic representative of Islam. So if the diplomat of a country does not do his job, what has happened? He has betrayed the trust of his country. He is also a criminal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Muslims, or you who believe, betray not Allah or his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and do not betray the trust that you have been given. So there are many scholars here, students of knowledge here, ask them what is the fatwa about the Muslims living in a Kafir country for any reason other than knowledge and doubt. Ask them. When you came here to get cured for a sickness, form of sacrifice. Especially when you're living in a capitalist, materialist, driven society that makes everyone animals to its system. You have to take some time to determine for yourself as a Muslim what is your purpose in this society. And you have to make some time for da'wah, because da'wah is not just talking to your neighbor. Da'wah is not handing out pamphlets in the street. Da'wah is not inviting somebody to a conference or a seminar. It's not the real da'wah. The real da'wah is that the person themselves has engaged in preparation. And the person has themselves made the intention to do that. And they have figured out different strategies, and they have sacrificed and set aside some time to do that. So now, how many of us have done that? Answer the question for yourself. Then you will see why the condition of the Muslims is in the condition that they are. Why we cannot change our own lives, why we cannot change our families, why we cannot change our neighborhoods, why we cannot change our country, and why we cannot change the world. So my brothers and sisters, I want to speak about changing the world through da'wah. I want to remind you and myself that everything in the world is subject to change. One of the most predictable characteristics of life is that change is inevitable. Change, however subtle, is a constant reality. This universe, with all of its vastness and its intricate diversities, is a result of a thought from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a word from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a measured decree from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from a divine source manifested into substance that is constantly changing. The world as we know it, and in particular our planet the Earth, with its macro and micro systems, are all the result of subtle and dramatic changes. The Quran bears witness to that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to us in various ayats how He created the heavens and earth through various time and periodic changes. And when we observe nature, it is undeniable that the entire creation has its seasons and stages, all that bear witness to the principle of change. The human being, which is the most complex and profound element of creation, is no less subject to change. And an example of the principle of change in the human beings, as we see through all of the stages, from the womb to the tomb, changes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi, الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. He said so. He said, تبارك وتعالى, it is He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has created the life, who has created the death and the light, in order to see which one of you would be the best in their conduct. So from the womb to the tomb, human beings are struggling constantly, only to arrive at what has already been decreed by the author of change. In this world, the human being is the superior creature, because only the human beings have the ability to apply intellect. Monkeys don't cry, so Darwin was wrong. Monkeys don't calculate. Monkeys do not plan. Monkeys do not decipher languages. Monkeys do not build rocket ships. Monkeys would send human beings up to experiment in the rocket ships, and they would stay on the ground. And monkeys have not continued to evolve. The human being, because of their intellect and their ability to measure, to plan, to arrange, to articulate, and to rule, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made them khalifa on the earth because of their station. All things in this world respond human being can perform acts of volition, choices, clear and methodical choices that can lead down a path of perdition or a path of destruction, or conversely, on a path towards enlightenment and ultimately good. It is my proposition to you that the soil of human consciousness can only yield a harvest of the seed that has been planted. That is, the human being cannot be good simply because of their nature. The human being will be good because they have been trained and cultivated to be good. As the Prophet said, each one of you, each soul is created, every child is created as a Muslim with a natural fitra. But is the father or the mother or the environment that makes them into a Jew or Christian or a fire worshiper? So it is the environment or the mother or the father or the education or the training that changes the human being, that cultivates the human being to be what they're going to be. Immoral or moral. Therefore, the key element of perception is the tool of communication. And communication is the ability to transfer information, intelligible messages, from one human being to another through the inspiration given to him either by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or by a prophet or a messenger or by some other type of instrument. Communication. All of us receive our education or our enlightenment or our inspiration through some form of communication. And that is no less different from all other human beings. This is how Allah I say to you that we have a deep home.
Thank you. God and sitting here with one another. And I feel like I'm going to go around over there.
Nothing is the first.
expectation. You're going to break through their mentality. You're going to break their bubble. You're going to be out of the boat. And in 3 by 5, you're going to declare to them who you are, what the slam is, what the power is, and what the power is, and what the truth is of them. This is their mentality. This is the 3 minute. The relaxed and the intense form of the 3 minute now. Now, I have found it possible to get to some other applications. That is, at the 3 minutes, I will tell you that person that already did about Islam. They already have some basic good feelings about Islam. They have some clarification. And I said to them, well, you know what I'm going to do is, it's just a matter to recite to you the formula of Islam. And they did it. 3 minutes. 3 minutes. Now, I don't say you should be that optimistic to go out and try to visualize in 3 minutes.